With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled, The Only Refuge is in the Virtuous Way of Living, via video conference with our association members in Vancouver, Canada, on August 24, 2008.
Welcome to Vancouver.
Thank you. How are you guys?
Very good. Hey, very good. Thank you so much for your love and blessings and great compassion and for spending your precious time with us, Master.
You're welcome.
With your permission, would it be okay for us to begin our questions?
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
I love you, Master.
I love you too.
Master, first, I'd like to share a star happened to me recently to express my sincere appreciation to you. About 2 months ago, a car hit me down on the street when I was riding bicycle, and the wheel ran over my left foot, and the driver drove back. And it ran over back on my foot again. And I was sent to hospital by the ambulance. And the doctor and the nurse said, there must be fractures on my foot. But after doing x-ray, my bone was in perfect condition. I still can go shopping after that, and they were so surprised and said, wow, you have a really strong foot.
Yeah.
But I know it's not about that. All of this is because Master takes care of me, loves me, and blessing me for every second. Millions thanks to you,
my dearest Master.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Master. You mentioned we still have time to change the world. My question is, what's the relationship between the time of ice disappearing and the time of saving the planet? Thank you, Master.
Mostly, the time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted. But as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian. If the ice melts quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegetarian diet, so we're going to get it somehow fixed somewhere so that the time would be a little bit more lenient to us. then we still can manage to save the world. Not complete and not as much as we wanted if we have more time. But still better than nothing.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're looking for, so beautiful. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know Master is working very hard day and night to save our planet. Master's grace will bless all living beings. We hope Master will also take care of your own health.
I try.
The Mayan calendar predicted that the current human civilization will end on December 21st, 2012. Before this day, our planet and all humankind will go through a cleansing process, such as a natural disaster of all kinds. During this period, all the bad elements and the bad people will be cleansed away, and the only good people will remain. Through this cleansing, the human's spiritual consciousness will be awakened and enter a new era. Master, is our current situation a manifestation of this prediction? If we can survive the planet crisis this time, does it mean the spiritual level of all humans and co-inhabitants will be greatly elaborated? Thank you, Master.
The current situation is a kind of similar to this prediction. And if we survive this crisis, then of course the people who survive would have been elevated somewhat, you know, in a spiritual level, okay? And let's hope that they keep elevating more and more so that we can have a better planet, better world.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
Dearest Master, I would like to mention a concern that we are having in Canada as a result of global warming. Senior scientists have been telling us that by the year 2013, we will have lost 80% of our forest here in British Columbia.
Terrible.
Yes, that's right. And the result of this is a small little beetle about the size of a grain of sand. It's called the mountain pine beetle. To date, we have lost almost 13 million hectares of forests to this little beetle, and in 4 short years we have lost almost 50% of our great pine forests here.
Terrible.
In
My
British
goodness.
Columbia. The result of this is that the dead trees left behind are now producing 5 times more carbon dioxide into our atmosphere than all the planes, trains, trucks, and automobiles in the country combined. And many British Columbians now face the threat of forest fires and flooding due to this.
And senior scientists are telling us that our best viable solution to this matter is by replanting our country.
Yes.
Reforestation. So my question to you, Master, is that should we in our Canadian Kuan Yin society, perhaps our little family, focus some of our attention on this, what is rapidly becoming a very important environmental concern, in the hopes of saving our forests and the little animals that live in them? Thank you, Master.
Well, of course you have to plant trees and all that. But planting tree alone is not the solution. Because nature, as you see for yourself, has a way of balancing out the bad retribution that we have caused. Even if we plant more trees, there will be something else happening. Or as you say, maybe wildfire or the beetle will be more in abundance, and then they will also begin to eat away all the forest. And Canada is a country that is valued for her forest. Yes. So this is a really terrible situation. My goodness, we are trying hard to do something and nature itself doing something else also. Look like we keep racing forever. So the only thing is we have to be morally fit and have to be virtuous. Otherwise, there's no getting away from the retribution for whatever we do. As you can see that, my goodness. Even if we try to cut out carbon dioxide from the cars and transportation and all that, and nature is doing something else to us because we are not taking care of our moral standard and our virtuous way of life has been lacking somewhat to some degree. That's why I keep telling people the only refuge we can take is in our own virtues. We have to be compassionate again. We have to look into our heart to live the noble way that heaven intended us to live. We cannot be killing anyone and animals and expect to live long. No matter what we do, we cannot run away from the retribution. As you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever we do, we'll have a reaction. And it depends on good or bad, the reaction will be good or bad. So planting trees are good, but the tree we plant will not be as big immediately like the tree that we have lost in this case, and probably many other forests around the world which we have not discovered yet or that have not been reported. So planting trees alone is not the solution. It's not the absolute solution. We have to be vegetarians. The government will take care of it anyway. If the governments already know the problem with the forest, then I'm sure they will mobilize many force in the population or in the government or force to plant more trees. Because your group, no matter how many you are, it's not the whole Canada. You can keep planting trees forever. It won't be enough. So maybe you just continue distributing the flyers, yeah, of the SOS, because in the SOS there's also alternative living solution. Yes, if they want to know more, if they really care about the survival of their lives and the lives of their loved one, they will be logged on into other green agency or into our website to find out more. Of course, plant trees is good, but I don't know if we have enough time to keep planting trees.
Yes, Master.
The only refuge would be the virtues, the noble way of living that we have to adhere to heaven's standard of life. Otherwise, no matter what solution, there will be some other consequence coming. We've been planting trees and we thought Canada is safe because they have a lot of forests, and now the beetles come from nowhere and they're destroying your forest. I'm really at a loss now. Just too much. Everywhere there's something that happened, you know. Then we cannot compete with nature forever, except we are listening to her call to live in harmony with all beings, to live and let live, be vegetarian and be green. That's it. Utmost solution, the most important solution that we must take. And planting trees and all that is secondary.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ,
conserve up to 70% clean water. Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
So happy to see you again.
Me too. Happy to see you. See all of you. You all look well. I'm happy.
Master, vegetarian diet can stop 80% of global warming. So, we need more and more people to be vegetarian.
Yeah, sure.
My question is, China has the largest population in the world. With this opportunity, Master, could you please say something to China about global warming and the vegetarian diet? Thank you, Master.
You are Chinese, right?
Yes.
Okay, for you, I would say it, of course. Please, the people of China, be veg, go green to save the planet. That's all I can say to everybody. Be vegetarian, be green, be compassionate. Just one step, be veg, and you will be able to save your country. Okay. I think they know, yeah, they know. And I think the government of China know. I think they're going to have to act soon if they want to save their country and people. Okay, you happy now?
Happy, thank you, Master.
I hope the people of China are listening.
Hi, Master. Very happy to see you.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. My question is, in the Noble Wild, the book, Master states that lots of our incorporated animal friends, they have really high noble qualities. Some of them even have higher IQ than average human. Master, I'm just wondering, do animals also know the problem of global warming and climate change? Are they doing anything to help us save our beautiful planet? Thank you.
The animals, they know about it, of course. But there's not much they can do for us. They do worry, but what can they do? We are supposed to be the intelligent one, yes? The leader of the pack, the crown of the creation. And we are not trying to do much. Well, not fast enough. How would you expect the animal to do anything to help us? We are killing them to eat. How are they going to even have a chance to do anything to help us? Well, they are trying their best, you know, to sound the warning bell and warning by disease and even death en masse. But I don't know how many of us are listening. The thing is, we have to listen to the animals, even if they tell us, but we have to listen. And they try to warn us, but we have to take the sign, okay? What can the animals do? They're trying to help us, but we're trying to kill them. It's a very sad affair. We humans have to do everything we can. Not waiting for the animals. They're already dying, dying, dying. You know, numerous of them are dying every day. And they're warning us by all kind of disease. Some fish even go on the beach, you know, hundreds of them at the same time and dying there. And so many other signs in the nature, so many animal signs, but we have to listen. It's not the animals, it's us.
Hi.
Our lungs are really big today. We can feel your love. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I live on Vancouver Island, and of course we are surrounded by water. And I've been tired for some time now, and I'm wondering if it is the methane, because I live on this island, or maybe I'm overworking, I don't know. But I am wondering, how significant is the methane amount around Vancouver Island and on the west coast of Canada? And if it's big, what else can we do? Help us.
Have you been overworking?
Yes, that too. I work very hard.
More than before or usual?
No, more than before.
So it could be that you're tired because of that. Yes. But also it's true that methane has been also released, you know, to some percentage into the atmosphere. The scientists have told us that. So it could be both, okay? Well, I don't know what to tell you, sweetheart, more than what I have been telling already. It's not you, it's not our group, it's the mass of people out there on the planet, that we cannot all talk heart to heart to tell them about this situation, even though they know already. Some either don't want to bother about it, something it takes a longer time, and something is too late, and some say, oh, nonsense, you know, it doesn't matter. So we are still trying hard to talk to the people at large. And you and I can only hope that people will turn more to virtuous living and more compassionate lifestyle, then maybe we can help to save them and us.
Thank you.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption, bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derive from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, Pick's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes, 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. 10% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk, listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
Hi, here's the pastor.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Fine.
Please advise us how best to cultivate love and compassion for our co-inhabitants. We thought we would begin with little insects in our backyard, the gophers, the mice, and the slugs.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Sure, sure. We do what we can. Yes? Charity begins at home. Of course, if you see the birds in the garden and they have nothing to eat in the surrounding, especially
in winter, where there's no more berries and fruit or harvest, you know, around, you give them some food, okay?
Whatever you think you can do for any being in your backyard.
Please do it. And then we move to the front yard.
We try our best to share.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I've been admiring your talk. It's very heavenly. I believe we each have something different to bring to the table. And I have grand visions for myself. The visions is so vast and large that they seem to become overwhelming, and I struggle to determine what is my true purpose.
Right.
I find myself having faith, but lacking the steam to take action. How to fulfill my divine purpose? What would you suggest?
What kind of action do you like to take, for example, that you have no steam for it?
Well, I find myself having visions of integrating systems for cities, ideas such as concerning energy efficiency, organic recycling systems, educational systems, coordinating community projects to improve our children's future, amongst many other ideas that come to my mind. So I'm asking, Master, do you have any insights or suggestions on how to fulfill my divine purpose?
You live there, and you cannot do it. What am I to do? I have already 1,001 projects. Yeah? I have hardly time for anything. And sometimes I forego my sleep, forego my food already. And you just take care of one corner of your world and you ask me. You do one thing at a time, brother. You do one thing at a time. When you think which one is the most urgent, you try that first, okay? And try the small goal first, and then you succeed, and then you go to the next. Don't take on such a big project, and then if you fail, you feel miserable and everything else will fall apart. You're welcome. If you have some good and ideal purpose, ideal goal, please try it out. Try the easy one first. I wish you all the luck.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, The Only Refuge is in the Virtuous Way of Living. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.